You are now listening to the Subtle Slave Podcast with Tiffany Chanel and Janae Denise.
Yes, yes. Hello, people.
So the Subtle Slave Podcast is about life, relationships, being millennial, professional, working women, just living our best lives, traveling, being educators, and welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome. We're so excited to be doing this, so we have great things to talk about, for sure. And the first thing we're going to get into, which I think is always good because, you know, we all got our own problems and stuff going on. So it's nice to be able to, you know, hear somebody else in the entertainment world. But, yeah, we're going to touch on a little bit of topics that's been happening lately in the entertainment world. And the first one that I want to start off with is no other than Miss Oprah Winfrey,
aka GOAT,
aka Auntie,
aka Goals.
She was magnificent.
Phenomenal.
Not only did she give a powerful speech, but she was snatched.
So glowing.
Snatched.
Stomach, where?
I mean,
waistline, where? Gone, snatched,
hair
laid,
the skin, glasses
glowing.
It was just awesome. She just, Auntie was on point.
Auntie was serving.
And then, you know, she not only was serving, but then she like topped it all off with this amazing speech that she did, well, that she gave. And in the speech, you know, it was all about empowering women and just speaking for all women. It wasn't a specific group, you know, this wasn't a race thing, like none of that mattered.
It wasn't a class thing either.
It was not even a competition. It was like, let's just all be
uplifting.
Let's just all be women and do whatever we want out here. And everyone, like, pretty much at the end, stood up, gave her a standing ovation, cried. It was awesome.
It moved people to think of a universe where Oprah is president, like running for 2020, and it would be so lit to me if Oprah was president and Michelle was vice president. But Michelle's not like on that type time. She's trying to live her best life with her man and her kids and just be left alone.
Yeah.
But Oprah being president and Michelle being vice president would be so lit because she's so classy and graceful and elegant and just intelligent, everything.
All of the above. All of the above. Yeah. There was definitely, you know what? I honestly would love to see Michelle Obama go for president because I just feel like she has the potential. However, like, Michelle's not about that. Like, she pretty much said, like, listen, once Obama served his 8 years,
leave me.
That was that. Like,
yeah.
She has, excuse me, no desire whatsoever to get back into that, them kind of politics. She's just,
which I could understand too, because like you think, have to think about like how the media like crucified her.
Yeah.
Oh, she has her arms out. Oh, she did a rap.
I'm not gonna lie, Michelle Obama glowed up when she got in that White House, because before she was in the White House, you know, Michelle was just, you know,
conservative mom,
you know, mom
lawyer
looking, slash grandmomish with them the hairstyles, the little hairdo was definitely back in the 60s. But you know, when she got in that White House
and glowed up,
got the stylist popping, got her hair, she like came up
because
like,
she's already like a beautiful woman.
She,
and I think the stylist just popped her up.
It seemed like she just found herself. She just said, you know what, let me come out here and give y'all something to see.
Subtle Slay.
Yes.
Yes.
The epitome of Subtle Slay.
Exactly.
All right, so that was great. Now we're going to talk about something else that's been in the headlines, and that is my girl, Cardi B, and her fiance.
That's what me say. If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red, I done see some split.
She said she going to do what to who? Let's find out and see.
Cardi. Don't give up. But, okay. But anyway.
So, Cardi B and her fiance, Offset. Right? It is Offset.
It's Offset.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From the Migos. My bad, y'all. You know, I don't be knowing all the members' names. Anywho. So, you know that they got engaged and everything. It was a whole big thing and, you know, whatever. So, I don't think it was too shortly after that. Maybe like a month and a half or so. It was put out there that he was cheating.
Because somebody, like, hacked his, like, iCloud, right?
Something on that line.
And, like, leaked
and
shit.
So, you know, that was already put in the forefront. And, mind you, they just got engaged. So, it was just kind of like, really. So, that kind of dwindled away a little bit. And then, next thing you know, we come back with some more. He apparently has cheated yet again. Mm. So, it has not... I don't even think it's been 2 months or 3 months since he proposed and gave Cardi B a ring. And now already this is coming up. And also on top of this, you know how our girl Cardi B is. She tells it like it is. And she doesn't have a problem with responding to people on her social
which
media.
Which is what I loved about her originally. But which is what now, like, she's, like, really, like, she's blowing up the charts and stuff. Like, I feel like she's reached a certain point of fame where she doesn't need to respond on social media anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Cardi B's ratchet and she has no problem expressing that.
Exactly.
You know? But I just feel like now she's on a different platform. You know, her cheeks are looking different.
It's a little different.
Her life is a little different. Yeah. Her living.
She got shit to lose now. Yeah.
You know, she has a brand that she's forming. So it's like you have way more to lose now. And on top of that, some things is just not worth responding to, such as your relationship with him. I mean, you guys are engaged, and so we already know the next step is marriage, and that's a huge step that you have to take.
Yeah.
However way you choose to handle this cheating that's being put out there or whatever, you should do probably behind closed doors and not even address it on social media.
Which is what I liked about what Beyonce did. Beyonce was on the, like, I'm keeping this shit between us. Like, the elevator situation, we still don't know what was said about
we don't
that.
Know what happened.
And we not gonna know what happened. She said was, it's a lot of shit that could go down. There's, what, $1 billion on the elevator. That's all she said about that shit. You couldn't
she
get
used
a
her music
of pipe out of it. Yes.
As her art and, and speaking on whatever was going on.
I felt like if you need to get off your chest, get off your chest in your art. Like, otherwise, like, because the thing that I didn't like about the whole situation was, like, when you go on social media, you see all these people talking shit. And it was, like, in a way that's, like delighting in her demise type thing. And so, like, I don't know. I just feel like there'd be niggas plotting your downfall. And
they always gonna be plotting.
So why give them fodder to run their mouths? Like, everyone's seen the shit. You don't need to respond to it. Like, obviously, you're staying with him. Like, let that be response enough. But, like, for the people, like, taking joy in it, that just is just not cool at all. And what was disturbing to me too was the fact that, like, she was like, well, like in her response on Twitter.
Yes, so she definitely responded and really responded more so on Twitter. And I mean, basically, she started off saying she doesn't understand why, you know, people are all up in her business about what's going on with her as if she's perfect. She knows that she's a role model, but she didn't ask to be a role model.
But no one
she didn't
typically
ask
asks
for these things
to be a role model.
And her life is perfect. And if your life is perfect, then pretty much let her know. She's like, nobody's asking you why you're still with the same guy who don't pay your bills. You know, she just kind of, like, in a sense was just, like, not really speaking on the situation, kind of justifying it in a sense.
By saying, like, all niggas cheat, so,
yeah,
whatever.
She was like, you know, what else is new kind of thing. That was her attitude and her response. And it's just like, you know, believe it or not, I know this seems so far-fetched, so not even so, I get it. But believe it or not right. All men cheat, okay? I know. You don't want to believe it, but there are. But there are a handful of
there
still some good dudes out there who will not partake in such acts.
There are good niggas out there, and like to me, that speaks to maybe she's been through trauma in her life. Because you have to think about, like, her previous profession. Like, she was a stripper, so she's used to men being disrespectful, in my opinion. And so maybe because she's experienced that, like, she feels like there's nothing. I mean, she basically said it in her response that all niggas cheat anyway. So that says, like, you're willing to put up with whatever because all niggas do this.
Yeah, I just think that with Cardi B, she should just not respond, just do some self-reflecting, focus on her. Like, she had an amazing year 2017, and she seems to be going up only up from here. So my thing is like, girl, you are 25 years old. Your life has changed for the better. Mm-hmm. You are on a whole different journey. How about your focus just be on getting this money, doing you,
and being happy,
getting
with
your
you.
Brand, you know, yeah. bigger and bigger each day. Doing, you know, just focus on you.
Because you know what I saw? Actually, today when I was looking on, I think it was on Instagram. No, it was on Twitter. One of those platforms, whatever. I saw that she has a Latin American song. Like, it's hot in the Latin charts right now. And I listened to this. Shit's actually kind of fire.
She has a whole little video and everything.
Yeah, and with a cute little outfit on, too. And, like, so that's a whole... She's tapping into a whole nother market.
She is.
Like...
Let that be your focus, baby girl.
Because when I was in Mexico, like... reggaeton, that shit popped over there. So it was like a huge thing. And like if you think about like Despacito, one of the largest can you not see it?
I wanted it to be in the middle so that we could all be heard.
Sis. Anyway, I just feel like when I saw Despacito was one of like the highest played videos on YouTube. So like, there's the Latin market is a huge market, and so her tapping into that is like a really bomb ass money move. But you know, we forgot to talk about our drink of the day. What is our drink of the day?
So I don't even say no. We should say drink because we have two different bottles going on here.
Right.
So we have some red wine and some white wine. The red wine is Roscato. You know, I know you're part of that Roscato.
Right.
So looking for something on the sweeter end, sweeter side of red.
Rosso.
It is soft. And then for our white, we have Pinot Grigio by Stiletto. Pumps.
But these girls are get crunk.
Yeah, I don't know the rest of the words. But it's pretty good. If you are into a more drier wine, but not too dry, like you're in between sweet and dry, this
like
is
like a moderate dry.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go on to the last thing here. Sorry, y'all. See, Janae is distracting me from doing these two. So, this Nicki and Nas. So, I don't know if you guys heard, but Nicki Minaj and Nas decided that they were going to call it quits in their little relationship. I don't really know if I should call that a relationship or if it was really a relationship. I still think this was all
put
together.
I didn't see it for either one of them, honestly.
But they allegedly decided to break up because of distance.
Which is understandable.
And I don't know who on who end. We're going to make the assumption that it's on Nicki's end.
Which is like a
Nas is like older now.
Yeah,
he's chilling. He's had, you know, his times in his 40s. You know, I think that, and he actually is still doing little things. Like, he was recently on tour with Lauryn Hill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's doing little stuff. He's not like in the limelight like Nicki.
And but Nicki, is she on tour right now? She probably.
I don't think she's on tour right now, but she's been traveling a lot.
I mean,
for different things.
She's in the charts right now.
She's been
now,
doing like, photo shoots here, videos, you know.
Yeah.
She has a few songs out right now. So, and it's no signs of slowing down right now. I think she wants to see how long she can go, you know. I mean, eventually everyone's
going to. She's legit at the height of her career.
Yeah, everyone's going to have their time. But she's been on top now for about 8 years in the female rap world. So, but there are some hitters coming up. So, you know, we'll see. But, yes, they decided to call it quits. And I'm not really surprised because they just.
They didn't seem I didn't see it for them. Like, they just don't seem like they are a match. Like, when I think of Nas, like, I just think of like he's a laid back ass nigga and like woke and just I don't know. I couldn't see him with
think
like
Nicki woke?
I don't. I could be wrong. I don't know, sis. So I don't want to speak too much on her, but like,
well, you have said enough.
I don't really see it. Like, I don't actually. But no, like, I just feel like he's older. Like, I see this thing of like burning incense and smoking weed and like living his true life.
You know what?
Like, that's literally what I see when I see him. But I see him like dating like a nurse incense. are like a lawyer or
I definitely see you with the average woman. You know, she has stuff going for herself, but she's just not all in the industry, like in the light.
I don't see him like really with an industry person, even though he dated or he was married to Khalees.
He was.
Yeah. But I actually wanted to talk about 45, the president. I'm just disgusted with like his comments that he made. Like a lot of times when he says shit, I'm just like, oh, Trump said something. Yeah, like we all accept it. We all know that he's a fool and we just kind of leave it at that. But like what he said about El Salvador, Africa, and Haiti is just like fucking disgusting and despicable that you would say an entire continent and two countries are shitholes. Like you have, he's constantly perpetuated like extremely racially vicious things. So like this, and when he's speaking to his base, just the fact that he said like when the Charlottesville thing happened, like there were good people on both sides. So it's like he's always kind of insinuated toward a more racist thing, but like to flat out say that like countries are shitholes, a continent is a shithole, and then you want people from Norway because they're obviously white. Like, you're just, he's just being extremely, like, blank statement about it. And it just, it's disgusting that the leader of the United States of America can say things like that about other human beings. And I think, like, too, like, the other people, like, it's disturbing to me that other people actually believe what he believes. Like, I want to live in a world where people don't believe that about other people. So, basically, fuck you to him.
You know, I've washed my hands. I'm sure, like, most people. I don't even bother to even hear anything. Unless I decide to randomly tune in to the news. I don't bother to listen to anything that man says. And so, I'm going to be quite frankly honest with you. I didn't even hear that statement because I don't watch that man. When he comes on, I'm changing the channel. I don't really watch TV like that. Like, so, you know. But when I do, I'm not turning to the news or anything. I'm normally going to be watching a specific show or something if I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
So, I can't. And then when he pops up again, I'm changing channels. So, I'm not surprised that he made this comment. I mean, like, he has done so many things now where it was unbelievable, but yet it happened. Where I'm just like, you know what? That does not surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either.
You know, that he would even go there and say something else stupid because he's been acting ignorant this entire time.
And just straight fucking ignorant. Just straight fucking ignorant. Because he said, like, I want to say it was like a week or two ago, like people, maybe about 2 weeks ago, like people from Haiti all have AIDS.
Yeah, see, again.
And people from Nigeria all live in huts. Or once they come to America and they see, you know, how America is, they never want to go back to their huts. Like,
he just better be careful with all that talking.
I mean, I just kind of want somebody to run up on him, but
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. He needs to be careful because the way he has so many enemies, it's not even funny.
But he also has a lot of supporters,
which is the problem.
I think that's what disturbs me more than anything is, like, you know, people died for equality and just to see, like, the president, like, we had the first black president and then to, like, revert to this racist, almost Jim Crow-like.
Which is so crazy.
Like, I mean, it's just absurd, this Jim Crow-like thinking. So, yeah, enough of that. So, I want to...
Let's get into our topic of the week.
Yeah. So, like, would you date a cheap man? And have you ever had an experience with a cheap man?
Okay. So, I've had experiences. Not many. No. But I had some experiences with, you know, guys being a little cheap. And I would say no, I wouldn't date them because it never really went anywhere. The couple of, you know,
incidences
that have happened. Yeah. So I would say no to the dating. But yeah, I mean, oh my goodness. I think the worst thing that I experienced with a cheap guy was, okay, so we went out and we actually had a conversation, and this is what I think that part of the reason why I'm just kind of like, I cannot, because the fact that we had to have a conversation about this prior before you decided to do anything as far as buying a drink goes to show something.
Yeah.
He was struggling to buy a $6 drink, y'all. I only wanted a sangria, because when I'm going out on a date and stuff, I don't like to overdo it with drinks. I want something light, and
I'd rather be home drunk or like with my friends if I'm drunk. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna get something super, you know, sweet and light. Plus I like sangrias, and don't get me wrong, some people can make some good sangrias when you be, you know, feeling a little bit more. But so it was like $6, and he was like struggling to like pay the $6.
Did he order himself a drink as well?
And that's the thing, he barely was ordering himself anything. And I was wondering, like, he tried to say, like, oh, it's because I was drunk, so drunk the night before. I just don't want to, you know, get like that. I'm still recovering.
Well, why did he ask you on a date if he was recovering?
Well, that was the thing. He told me he's recovering, and so I was like, well, we don't have to hang out, because if you're not really feeling that well, I don't want you to be coming out. Because, you know, when you hungover, it's hard to really, like, interact with people. And so you just want to be left alone, figure your life out.
Yeah.
So, but no, he insisted, and probably because he just really just wanted to see me. But, he insisted. And so I just honestly think that maybe it wasn't pay week or something when we went out, and maybe it was.
But if I was a nigga, I would just like schedule my dates around like when the fuck I get paid. Like,
I don't think he was expecting to pay. I think he initially wanted me to pay, because he probably looked at, that's another thing. Some guys want to look at certain outings differently, because some guys will sit there and say, well, hey, I mean, although we're dating, or although I'm taking you out, I don't really know you like that. Mm-hmm. So why should I be spending money on somebody that I don't really know? Because I don't even know if, like, I even want to see this go.
I've had guys say, like, that I've, like, talked to on, like, dating apps, like, oh, let's meet up. And so, like, they're using the vernacular, like, meet up. It's like, this is not a date.
Exactly.
So, you know, basically, we're meeting each other.
And that's how it was with that guy. It was kind of like, well, you know, let's hang out. Let's meet up. Like, it was like a hangout thing. And that's, so I think initially he was expecting, like, well, we just chill.
We're hanging out.
This is not like a date.
But
date.
You want the date benefits, but you want to just say it's a meet up or a hangout.
Right. So you don't have to pay money. Right.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until we were just randomly on the topic of talking about cheap things and cheap people that all of a sudden he was like, well, would you like me to get you a drink? And I could have been, you know, ordered one of the, you know, expensive ones.
Yeah.
But I kept it cute because, again, I don't know him. So, but anyway, no, I feel like I've had two great examples of what men are to be like and what kind of guy I should be getting myself involved with. That being with somebody that's cheap means that, like, if you're going to be cheap with just going out and having a drink, or
you're
gonna
be
going
cheap
out
our
to
whole
eat,
life,
how are you going to be
when,
you know, we're together? If I decide to marry you, how are you going to be?
Or if we want to go away on vacation.
We aren't going to be able to go anywhere.
Like,
you're gonna have, you know, yeah. Like, what's life going to be like?
Are we just going
to
be chilling?
Oh, are you going to expect me to, like, pay the majority of the bills? Or, you know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the role of a man is to take care of the house. So, if you're already starting off with we 50-50, I guess you think 50-50 everywhere.
Real. Yeah, I have had, like, a couple, like, experiences with cheap guys, but it's been like first date type situations, and when I realized, like, that's what's happening, then, like, I won't go out with you again. So, like, one instance, like, I was in college, and it was like junior year, so I had a car, but the guy that I was talking to actually didn't. It's college, I don't expect you to have a car in college for college students. So he was like, oh, I really want to go, like, to this sushi spot. I'll meet you there. So at that time, I actually didn't know he had a car, though. Didn't have a car, rather. So I get to the sushi spot, and I, like, call him. I'm like, oh, like, are you here yet? And he was like, oh, the bus was running late. And so I was like, oh, bus. All right, bet. So I'm sitting waiting. So he gets there. We go to the restaurant. We had a pretty good date. It was a pretty good time. And so then when the check comes, it was like $70.
So we went where y'all go? Is this college?
Yeah, we went to...
Y'all had a $70 dinners in college?
He chose the date. I did not choose this place.
Oh, y'all must have had a couple dollars. I know it's just over here.
No, I legit was
broke. $70 bill in college?
I was broke as fucking college. Like, no, it was...
y'all made it work.
I'm going to say it was Bluefin in Atlanta.
Wow, Bluefin.
It's a sushi spot. It's like really nice.
$70 for sushi?
We had drinks.
You know what? Okay. I was about to say,
we had drinks, we had an appetizer, and we both had meals. So,
all right, so what happened?
He was like, oh, okay, well, are we paying? Like, how are we doing the bill? I said, what? How are we doing the bill? I said, I thought you were paying. Like, this is a date. And he was like, no, I mean, I can only pay for me.
Oh.
And so I said, oh.
Not even split it in half?
I can only pay for me. I said, oh, okay. So then I look in my purse. My fucking wallet is not in my purse.
Oh.
Because you know
us ladies. Because you wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, but you know how ladies are. Like, we like to change out, like, change purses our bags, and shit. So I had, like, changed to a different purse. So I legit was even... driving dirty.
You wasn't expecting it.
No, I wasn't even.
You were not expecting it.
No, I wasn't even.
Like, man, I'm not taking this.
I didn't even have my driver's license. Like, I wouldn't have left and been driving. I don't drive without my driver's license unless I legit forget my wallet. But yeah, so we were just sitting there, and he was like, "I mean, can you call a friend to come?" Like,
what?
Yes. So,
oh my god,
I'm like close to tears at this point because I'm that like is fucking crazy. Embarrassed. Yes. So I like text my friend Khalifa, and I'm like, "Girl, like, do you like
shout out to Khalifa?"
Yeah. And she was like, "Bitch, tell that nigga."
No.
I was like, oh, what?
He said, wait, what?
She's like, at time, no. Like, you're not paying for that. And so, like, she was like, yeah, call me back, though. If he starts acting crazy, I'll come, like, up there. So, I, like, get off the phone with her, and I was like, yeah, my friend can't come. What are we gonna do? And he's like, I'll just pay for it.
You know what?
So then he pays the tab.
And expected you to give it back to him?
And then he was, yeah, he was like, you can pay me back. So I was like, okay.
Choking on that.
Then this nigga said, can I get a ride back to school?
Oh, no.
I said,
Was this your boyfriend?
No, this is our first fucking date.
Oh, God.
He said, can I get a ride back to campus? And I was like, I actually have somewhere to go. And I, like, dipped off. The fuck am I going to give you
a ride for? Did you ever pay him back?
No. he texts me too. No. I would see him like because this was not junior, this was sophomore year of college. I saw him for the next 2 years and acted like that nigga did not exist. I walked straight past him. We see each other in the calf, walk straight past. See each other at a football game, walk straight past. See each other on the promenade, walk like you're dead to me, my nigga, because you really tried to hold me for dates and a motherfucking ride. Talking about I don't think the bus still running. Well, bitch, can you phone a friend? Do you think you could call somebody?
Oh my god!
Do you think you could call somebody? Oh, okay. So I was like, you know what? This is some fuck shit. But
that's crazy.
Speaking of cheap ass people, did you see the ring on? I feel like it was like Facebook or something. The $25 ring.
Okay, so there's been a couple different pictures of these rings, apparently.
Yeah, because I saw like a $45 ring.
Yeah,
with like a Walmart receipt.
Walmart.
Yeah. Would you accept a $25 ring?
A $25 ring. Yeah, it depends on who I'm dealing with. If I'm dealing with someone that works at McDonald's or Burger King,
shout out to the workers. $25 ring,
shout out to the workers.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's how he words it. If you know, I'm just saying.
You're fucking lying, Tiffany. You are a liar.
Listen to me. If
Tiffany.
No, listen. I'm just saying. That's why I said depends on what kind of guy you date. So chances are, I'm dating a guy. He works at McDonald's, and all he can do is give me this because he wants to steal the deal. So all he can do is give me that for the moment. Then, you know, I can't say no at that moment. I'll say yes because I would want to.
So if it's a dude in our tax bracket and he gives you a $25 ring.
Okay, then that's different. So no, I would not expect anybody that is considering marrying me, who is hardworking, has a good job, and things are good. I don't expect him to get a $25 ring. I expect him at least get something real.
A $45 ring?
That's not real. Is that something real?
Yeah.
So because if you spend money, a few hundred dollars or whatever, thousands of dollars on yourself with sneaks and this and that, and you're keeping yourself together, and I know you got it going on, and all these things, and you come with a $24.99.
I feel like it's like a certain lifestyle that you're essentially promising me with this $25 ring.
I'll rock my promise ring.
Yes.
Remember that song by Tiffany Evans?
I don't.
Promise ring.
I don't.
What?
I don't remember that song.
With Ciara? There's all dancing in the video. You can rock my promise ring. I can be pretty young thing.
No.
Horrible. Sorry, Tiffany Evans. I remember.
I don't, sis. But, okay. Yeah.
I'm a mumbo.
I just feel like I wouldn't even be dating a person that would do that. Because I think about, like, my lifestyle and the way I live my life. Like, when we go to Lucille's, shout out to Lucille's. It's this amazing restaurant in Houston in the Museum District. Like, bomb-ass food.
Do they know where we reside? They don't know where we reside.
You guys don't. We live in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas, baby.
So, if you're ever in the H-Town and you're H-Town. In a mood for brunch, definitely Lucille's. But when I think about Lucille's is a little bit expensive, though. The food is popping, so it's worth it. But, like, we spend on endless mimosas in a meal. We spend like at least $40 on Lucille, so it's like if I'm gonna spend that much on fucking brunch, then I'm gonna need you to like have a ring. Like if I think about like Paris Hilton and Cardi B's rings, that's ridiculous. You don't need to spend, even if you have it, $500,000 on a ring.
I don't even want
$2 million on a ring. I don't want that. That's excessive.
No, I don't even want to be responsible for a ring that costs that much. Cause no. I just know me. You know,
I know my ass will fuck around and lose it or whatever. Just I don't need something that expensive.
Yeah, I don't need something that expensive. No.
Honestly.
I'd be too scared. And like, no, seriously. You do have to be careful when you have that much money on that finger. Because Paris Hilton has a whole bodyguard for the ring.
I don't want to live my life like that where I have to have bodyguards because I'm
a ring. Oh my gosh. No,
that's not
so. She already has bodyguards, but she has bodyguards for the ring.
It's just like, not that deep. I don't want a ring that costs.
A bodyguard has to watch her ring every move.
These are like super extremes of the spectrum. Like I don't want a ring like that, and I don't want a $25.
Yeah, because she has a $2 million ring. So anybody that gets hold of that ring is going to be set for life. Yeah, so yeah, it's too much. So,
but then also, what do you need a bodyguard if like you get jewelry insured? Like, I don't... It's insured if you fucking steal it, whatever.
It is, but the come up, though, for whoever find that ring is, I think, what they care about mostly. And I mean, like, no, like, you do have to go through a lot, though. I mean, just because you get insurance, you know how it is with insurance. Like,
I don't want to live my life where I have a bodyguard over.
It's always some, like, little hidden fees and stuff you got to end up paying out. It's just, you know.
True.
It's better not to lose it, but... It's just way too much responsibility. Like $2 million, that's like caring for a child.
Fuck a whole child.
like
their whole fucking life. I just $2 million just seems extremely excessive, and $25 seems chintzy cheap and broke and tired, and I just cannot. And so all these self righteous bitches on the internet talking about, that's why you hoes are lonely. That's why they're saying shit or whatever.
Everybody has.
I'll be that. I'm not fucking wearing this. I'm not breaking out and getting hives and swelling.
Not hives though. Like,
because you want to get turning green and shit. I'm not beat for it. But you know what I would like? Matching tats. Like, whoever I marry, I want matching tattoos.
Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce did that. You never really saw anything about her ring or anything.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really care that much about that. They really wanted to show just how powerful and strong and forever they plan to be together. And they got matching tattoos. They're number four. And
are they on their ring fingers?
It's on the ring fingers, yeah. Because if you notice, Beyonce doesn't wear a ring.
I think the only time I've even seen her, if you like a thing, you should put a ring on it. Yeah, that's the only time I think I've seen, her, hand with something on it.
Yeah, I mean, she puts, little random rings and stuff on sometimes, but she doesn't have, a set ring that she wears on her ring finger, so.
Yeah.
That would be, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. I mean, I probably would do it. I would want both. I would do the tat, and
That I would do the finger tat. I think I would just want some type of symbol anywhere that just.
Well, that was her engagement ring.
Yeah, I mean that was her engagement ring, but I think I would want that. But that just makes me think of the Jay-Z verse where he's like, "Matching tats, this ink don't come off, even if the rings come off, if things ring off, like."
Yeah. Yeah. This is forever thing.
It's a forever thing. That's forever. So
speaking of this whole cheap thing, cheap guys, cheap ring, what about cheap vacations?
Cheap vacations? Have you been on one? Have you done vacation?
I don't know if I should count this as a vacation. Because it was just I did go on a vacation, but it was within the city.
So y'all just got a hotel room.
Yeah. So
that could actually be cute as fuck too, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't really all that cute because it was guys. For those of you who know me, those of you who don't know me, listen. I am very anal about where I lay my head. Okay?
You are.
I cannot be in an environment where I feel dirty. I'm very anal. I need things to be clean, organized, put together. I can't. And so we went to, it was I don't know if you have, it was the Red Inn, I feel like.
The Red Roof Inn?
Or Roof Inn.
Red Roof Inn. Yeah. What are those 2.0? That's a motel.
Basically a motel. You telling me this is a vacation? What kind of vacation is that? Starting off on the wrong foot right now.
I'm fucking dead.
So
what you do with your... Because I know you acted a fool before.
I just asked some question. I said, we staying at the hotel up there?
You said, what is this? I said,
because, it's on the busy street, so there's a few hotels around. So I
just knew this.
I just knew he was passing by because I think it was the Hyatt that was right there. I said, oh, why are you stopping here? We still got a little bit more ways to go.
Is there a Marriott?
He's like, oh, no, this
so
is
good, downtown?
I said, this ain't the address. And long and behold, it was. Downtown? No. It wasn't even in the best. It was in a decent area. This is when I was in D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was dating a guy in D.C. And this was...
So what happened next?
We got there. I said, this is the Red Roof Inn. Yeah, I know. They had a good deal. I said, what good deal? Unless it was $1 a night.
$45.99 a night.
He's what? I know you wanted to be, in the city and close to everything. And everything was just so, expensive. So Red Roof was one of the cheapest ones. And you look up good reviews. I said, this is a motel. Tiffany Chanel cannot. Tiffany Chanel don't.
But you said you would take a $25 ring, sis. You a lie?
I said, to start off with, I would say, yes, because I don't want to say no.
Because you're on a growth plan.
And then we're on a, right, we're on a plan after this.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, and then we go up in there, and I just was completely annoyed as I'm looking at dust everywhere. And ran old down sheets that, you know.
Ran down sheets?
You know what? Okay. It couldn't. And so, yeah, we stayed for a night, and I was surprised I did that.
So what happened the next night?
So I didn't want to be in that place. So I said, well, where are we going? Let's go out. So we went out, and we were gone for most of the night and everything, because, like, I was just having a good time.
Right.
So by the time I came back, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm forgetting that this is the Rare Roof Inn. This is a dusty old bed.
I'm thinking dead.
With this old, dirty behind carpet. And so forth. So at this point, I'm not really.
You said dirty.
I'm not conscious of where I am at.
So you had
to go to the lay out. I slept pretty good for the most part. When I woke up and realized where I was, I got the itching. I was scratching and stuff.
Not itching.
I said, "Ooh, it's time to go." And he said, "Oh, well, we got to. Let's just check out now. Let me just.
You said, let's just check."
So we checked out. And, yeah, that didn't last. Because I felt like you put my life in danger.
Yeah.
My face could have broken. I could have caught something. You know what I mean?
Not your whole fucking life in danger.
My life was in danger. Because anything could have happened. What if someone would have bit me from crawling up from under the bed?
I'm done.
And what if I caught a rash or something from the dirty old sheet?
Done.
And then you got my face? Wait a minute. Now, what if my face would have broke out in actual hives or some kind of rash? You know they got bed bugs. I just can't.
I fucking can't either.
So, yeah.
I went on a vacation. So, this is, like, another reason why I feel like I couldn't be with a cheap man. Because with my ex, we were together for, like, 3 years. So, I surprised him with a vacation to Jacksonville because I found a Groupon, because you know how I get down with the Groupon.
Groupon is really legit, like, though. People be trying to find Groupon, but Groupon has been on the come up.
Groupon's legit.
They're legit. It's legit nice stuff. Nice hotel. That's nice.
You find bomb-ass shit on
yeah,
Groupon.
Yeah, for the Lolo.
Honestly, if I was a dude, like, I mean, because I've taken niggas on dates off Groupon's, like, you can come up with all
you
types
really
of
could.
Like interesting, fun things to do,
and find more things to do,
and try new things. So it's not the basic, like, you know, we're doing dinner and a movie. Like, we can't do dinner and a movie.
It actually gives you a way to be creative.
It gives you a way to be creative on a motherfucking level.
On
so,
a budget.
I saw, like, a little Jacksonville little vacation, so I paid for the hotel stay, and then
hotel was out, but wasn't
it was a Marriott
hotel.
Holiday Inn. No, it was a Marriott, actually.
So it was nice.
It was in.
See, Groupon be legit.
No, it wasn't a Marriott. It was a Sheraton.
Sheraton's still good too.
It was a Sheraton.
Sheraton's still good.
Yeah,
they're all in the same family.
Yeah, they're the same family. So yeah, so we went there, and then I was like, well, fuck it, I'm on Groupon. Let me look some more shit. So I bought, like, a paddle boarding Groupon. I bought a Groupon to go to St. Augustine and do, like, this really cool, like, ghost tour type thing where we got to see the architecture. It was a hookah lounge on there, so paid for that. And then a boat ride. So we did a boat tour around the little harbor area and a restaurant.
All on your budget?
I paid for all of that.
Wow.
So all he had to do is pay for gas and, like, food and we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like if I'm giving, like, that in a relationship, like, I can't be with a nigga that's not, because it's like I'm going to be putting in, like, way more than you're putting in. Like,
have you ever been on a cheap vacation?
I mean, that was it. I mean, I guess that was cheap because I fucking footed the bill.
Oh, wait, so you were paying for the dinner?
He ended up paying for the dinners.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, I paid for everything else. Like, you paid
did
for
the dinner. Did he ever, like, reciprocate and take you somewhere?
I feel like he wasn't, honestly, like, a good boyfriend, like, in retrospect. Like, I think I went way harder for him than he went for me. Like,
he was cute.
He was.
Yeah, looks get you every time. He was doing something right.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes it'd be like that.
It'd be like that.
For his birthday, like, I paid for a room in Atlanta. We drove up to Atlanta and, like,
How long were y'all together?
3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you really was trying to hang in there. He must have been really fun.
I was hanging in there. I was dumb and in love. You know how that goes. But I just wanted to move on to messy men. Because we were talking before about, like, how, like, we don't like cheap niggas, but we also don't like messy men. So
you should not be running to your guy friends talking and gossiping about the next chick. I mean, like, some stuff like, oh, yo, you hit that. I know y'all talk like that. But to actually go out your way
and... to say, put my name in your mouth?
Yeah, yeah. To, like, you know, be all catty, all up in business, and running back and telling your guy friend this, this, and that. Like, that is something that women have always been linked to do, but it really goes down with the men. Like, y'all really take time out to start stuff and go back and forth.
Right.
Fighting stuff. Like... and Drake, yes, Drake. You know, Drake, he be spitting that real.
Every, like, I feel like, woman of color that went to college and has a college degree fucking loves Drake.
I mean, listen, Drake be hitting on the nose. Just, but in his song, own it. Yes, this line that really resonated with me.
With your spirit, huh?
Okay, with your soul.
Yes.
He said, and I quote.
And you quote, put them quotes on it.
Put quotes on it. Niggas talk more than bitches these days.
Yeah.
And when I first heard that, I said, we call a bitch. And then I had to really just think, like, and he said, I'm going to sit that there.
I'm gonna let that sink in.
I'm gonna let that sink in. That's what it was. I'm gonna let that sink in.
Yes, I'm gonna let you know. Yes.
And it did sink in. I said, oh, you're right. They do, huh?
They do.
Yeah. So.
Have you had a situation with a messy man?
Like, I mean, recently? Yeah, I have. It's such a long, drawn out story, but, like, it was interesting because I was talking to this one guy. We were long distance, so that was, you know, we didn't see each other really. And so anyway, he had this was during a time where, like, we weren't really talking like that at
this
point.
How long were y'all together?
I wouldn't say we were together, because it was hard to get together. But yeah. We were dating on and off for 2 years.
Okay.
So, quite some time. So anyway, he told me that he had this friend that was moving to Houston, and I said, oh, okay. He was like, yeah, he doesn't really know anybody. You know, do you mind showing him around? I said, okay, sure. And so he's like, all right, I'm going to give him your Snapchat and, you know, and give you his. I said, okay. So anyway, the guy asked if we could, like, hang out this one particular weekend, and I said, okay, sure. But I was going to, like, have him come when I had, you know, all my friends with me, but this particular weekend, all my friends was busy. And I said, oh,
when was this?
It was back in June. Now it was, like, one particular weekend that, like, y'all, everybody was doing stuff.
I was making moves. I went to, like, what, a wedding in June?
And yeah, you
gone
had a lot
for,
going
like,
on.
2 weeks.
I just know people were, like, everybody was busy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, all my friends is busy and stuff. So, I mean, it's not going to be, like, that turn up thing. He's like, oh, you know what? That's cool. I said, wait, we should just wait. He's like, no, that's cool. I still want to hang out. Let's still hang out. I just want to, you know, find something new. So anyway, we hang out. It's cool. He goes to try to drive me off. And we're talking. And he's a rapper. And he likes to write his own music and stuff. So he was letting me hear some of his stuff. And I know.
Was he actually decent?
He actually was not bad. I will give him that. Yeah, like, his lyrics sounded as if he really put some thought into what he was writing. It was real life experiences.
So, like, a Drake, J. Cole, and more so, like,
he was trying to be on a line of them. He was. And I was actually surprised. I was like, you all funny. But he was. So anyway, I told him that I like to write as well. I like to write poetry things. And I did write a song at one point, but I didn't do anything with it. It was just something. He's like, oh, really? I want to hear it. And I said, oh, well, I don't have it on my phone. It's on my laptop. And he was like, well, that's cool. Do you mind if I, you know, just come up and just hear the song and everything? And you know, guys, I always want to find a way to get on up in your place. Just to scope it out. See what's going
on. Can I go pee? I really have to pee. I'm not going to make it all the way home. I'm dying of thirst.
Like, seriously. So I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking like, okay.
My phone died. Can I charge my car? Can I charge my car?
Listen, all of any reason.
Any.
So, you know, again, I thought that, you know, this is the guy I used to talk to. This is his friend. So I'm thinking to myself, like, well, he has to be cool people if you're connecting me. Like, otherwise, you wouldn't be connecting with somebody that's, you know, you don't know that well.
Mm.
So he comes up. Listen to the music and stuff. And, of course, now he's being all flirty. Mm-hmm. All this stuff. Trying to push y'all up on me and stuff. And, you know, I had to pretty much shut that down. Because I'm like, eh, no. And so, next thing I know, I'm getting into an argument with the guy I used to date. And he comes and tells me, oh, yeah, I heard you tried to screw my friend. And, mind you, we just had this recent argument. About a few weeks ago in December.
Mm.
This whole incident that happened with a so-called quote-unquote friend was in June. And I did
so
not...
So why you wait all the way to December if you felt
And I didn't tell the guy that I talked to that that his friend tried to push up on me because I knew that was going to be messy and start something. And I handled it myself. So right. I was like, it wasn't that deep. Like, if he would have, like, tried to do some other stuff, maybe.
Right.
But it wasn't that deep. I was able to handle it. So I didn't want to be messy and cause problems. I knew it was going to be confrontation.
And it's a friendship. Like,
it's a friendship. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to chill. Not even say anything. So I guess because his friend decided to tell him his version. I think his friend thought that maybe I was going to talk to him and say. So he wanted to beat me to it and give his own spin so that it doesn't look like what I'm going to.
So why did he wait till December to approach you about it? Like,
he got mad because we were arguing, we were having a debate because he did something inappropriate. He made an inappropriate comment on my Snapchat about one of my friends, and I thought it was inappropriate. I called him out on it. We kind of went back and forth. So I think that was just his way of just trying to, you know, throw something at me because he didn't have nothing else really to say. So he was just trying to start
because
something.
His actions were trash as fuck. Yeah. Like, why are you
so,
gonna say,
you know, he just
friend?
Threw that in there. And my thing was like, and that's how I knew he was just like throwing it in there, because had it been really true, then you definitely would have said something way before when it first happened, which was in June.
Right.
But now here in December, and then you definitely
6 whole months later.
Okay. And you definitely wouldn't have been talking about coming up to see me and talk about our problems face to face if you felt that I was really trying to screw your friend. So I knew it was just him just talking. But the fact that his friend was going back and running and telling him stuff, but then also telling me
and
one thing.
Not even saying facts.
Yeah, like, because then he also.
Where are your seats?
Exactly. But then he was also telling me things that my so-called, you know, person I was dating was so-called saying. So he's telling me stuff that he's saying. He just was being in the middle, like, going back and forth.
Just being messy as fuck.
Being messy. You're a whole grown man. Like.
A whole grown man. That's a mess. Yeah.
So messy men, please. Stop gossiping. Leave that for the women.
Leave it for the women.
Don't
have enough of it.
Be catty.
So how about one of my friends, it was 2016 Mardi Gras. So my friends came to me, and then we drove down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, because we like every year we get together and go to Mardi Gras. This Mardi Gras coming up is going to be year 7, I think. So,
yeah,
we go like legit every year. So we, they all came to my house, and like, if we all come together, we try to go to a strip club beforehand. The day before is our little tradition.
Strippers.
Anyway, so, one of my first friend that arrived, she was arriving when I was still like, it was when I used to get my hair done on the Southwest side. So I was nowhere near IH. So I had actually been talking to a guy that lives out here. So she hit him up and he picked her up. So
That was nice.
And so when I finished getting my hair done, I went to, what am I going to call that? Lenox? What's that mall? Lenox is in Atlanta.
Deerbrook?
No, the mall downtown.
Oh, Galleria?
Galleria. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I wanted to call it Lenox. So I went to Galleria, and so he dropped her off there at Galleria. And so I met him. So he had his baby in the back seat.
Oh.
Which was like 20 months.
Oh!
Like, it was a true baby. So he gets out the car or whatever to, you know, like, put her bag in my car and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he was like, first of all, car was a mess. He had been in an accident recently.
Oh, man.
Like, smashed. Mm. I have an old car, so no shade on that. Just pointing out what's happening. So he gets out, kind of dusty and not attractive.
Very dusty.
Like, not attractive.
And why did we iterate that? Why did you iterate that like this?
Because it's kind of...
We got it. We got it the first time you said it. You made sure to reiterate.
Dress sense.
like not cute.
And also could not dress. I'm like, this is just... You got too many strikes against you, my nigga. And you have your whole baby in the backseat. Like, if you were on daddy duties, I have no idea why. But I digress. So... We go in the mall or whatever, and we like went into a little BCBG section in Macy's, and so we're like Snapchatting, da da da. And so she put my Snapchat name on her Snapchat screen. It was like, "Go follow my friend, like getting Mardi Gras ready or whatever." So, I get a follower. Mm-hmm. I got a couple followers from hers, and so I just followed them back and kept it moving. Like, I didn't like DM them, like,
to see who it is, how you know
who
me.
It is,
how you find me,
how you find me,
who that is,
who that, like, I don't have time for that. I'm just like, all right, cool, like,
clearly, you know, you friends with my good friends, though,
like, I guess you're right with Snapchat me. It's a lot harder to like add people, mm-hmm, than like any other social media to me. So because there's no way to see like other people's friends, blah blah, but I digress.
No, you can't.
This name keeps coming in. It was like something hog dog.
Okay. The name alone is enough.
Something for me. Hog dog. It was like 713-281. It was whatever. It was a Houston area code hog dog. Something like that.
Mm-mm.
Whatever. I probably shouldn't be saying this man's.
I'm pretty sure he's changed it by now.
Well, I might not be getting it right anyway. But I digress. So, always the first person opening my snaps and like fast with it, and like I was snapping a lot because like I'm in New Orleans, I'm in Mardi Gras, like doing a lot of snapping. And then we come back to Houston, my other friend flies, so it's just me and my first friend again. And so she was like, oh, I kind of want to like get something to eat, I'm gonna text this nigga and like see if he's gonna take me out. So I was like, all right, cool. So she texted him, he was like, yeah, I'll come get you. Like, mind you, he lives like on the south side, like he doesn't live close. So he like came over, picked her up, they went to Cheddar's.
Okay.
Hey, Cheddar's is good.
Get a Cheddar's.
Hey, whatever. So she said on the date, he kept asking about me. You know, your friend's new here to Houston, like, told her he thought I was beautiful, wanted to take me out, but he could find another friend for her.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, what, nigga, what the fuck? Because like, at first he was trying to, like, you know, kind of hint about it, he kept asking about me, and so she was like, God, just straight up like, okay, so what? Like, what are you trying to say? Like, we're out on a date. Why the fuck are you bringing up my friend? Like, are you dense? Are you serious? Are you joking?
Oh,
and so this nigga was dead ass like, oh, well, like, you know, me and you are just friends, right?
Oh,
we're
wow.
just friends. Like, no, bitch, we're not just friends. You know, you was talking to her. Oh, we're just friends, right? Like, because I'm interested in your homegirl.
Wow.
And so she was like, really? Okay, you could try to talk to her. I bet you she won't talk to you. Like, what? That's my friend. What do you think is gonna happen?
Exactly.
And he was like, I mean, I just wanted your blessing because, like, I'm interested, and like, I have plenty of homeboys that would be a better fit for you. Shit.
Wow.
The epitome of messy.
He like
fuck
just
boy.
Tried to really drag her.
Just being a fuck boy.
Wow.
Disgusting. I'm disgusted. So.
Wow.
She comes back, before that, so she said the bill was like $20-something because it's Cheddar's and Cheddar's is inexpensive. And she said the waitress dropped, you know, you put the money in the billfold. He didn't put it in the pocket, he just put it like straight flat. And so when she took it, took the billfold and walked away, a 20 fell out. And so he picked the 20 up and put it in his pocket and was like, that bitch should have been paying attention. Let's go.
Oh.
And she was like, so, like, this is her job. Like, you're.
Right. That was like her tip, probably.
like, you just, she's gonna have to pay that back. Well, she, that bitch shouldn't be paying attention. And so she came back, she was like pissed and like rightfully so, like, how dare you take me on a date to talk about my friend, are you joking?
Right.
So then this nigga slides in my DM. Mm-mm. that hog dog Snapchat. It was him. And so
he was connection.
Yeah, so it was him. So he wrote me on Snap and was like, because I had like posted something about wanting to go to the rodeo. So he didn't do it right away, he waited a little bit. So she had like went home and everything, and they hit me up and was like, oh, so do you want to go? Because I said something about wanting to go to rodeo. He's like, I can take you. Da-da-da. We could. It could be a date. So I said, who this? And so he sends a picture of himself, and I'm like, you're talking to my friend. Like, I played dumb. Like, she and I hadn't already got given and gotten tea.
Right.
You're supposed to be dating my friend, though, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was like, no, we're just friends. She knows that we're just friends. You can ask her. No, you messy fuck boy.
Oh my god,
y'all are not friends. I said, no, I don't feel comfortable dating you. And like, he like kept trying to talk to me, and so I had to block his ass on Snapchat.
Wow.
So messy ass nigga. So
don't be a scrub,
don't be a fuck boy, don't be a messy ass nigga. Like, do better. So I want to invite all of our listeners.
Yes, yes,
to
yes.
Send in emails about questions.
Send your emails,
dilemmas,
yeah.
To subtle.
Let us know how you're feeling.
Yes, to subtleslaypodcast@gmail.com.
Let's spell it out for the people.
SUBTLE SLAY podcast@gmail.com. And so we want to close with something inspirational. I would say just for women to just know their value. Like, if you know how, and like men too, like same, people in general, know what your value is. Like, that goes for the cheap dude situation. That goes for the Cardi B situation. Like, you deserve to be with someone that's going to put in the same amount of effort into the relationship as you do. Like, even with these dudes that have money and are dealing with chicks, like, they should still treat you the way that you deserve. Like, you have value, you have worth, and you deserve to be treated right.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's also good to be careful who you're getting yourself involved with.
Yes.
Okay. Protect your space, protect your energy, protect your spirit. Okay, who you let in is a reflection of you. So you definitely, preach. And it's on both ends. Not just, you know, the guys. You know, there's a lot of females out here,
even in friendships, you know? Too.
Like, and in friendships, yeah. You gotta be careful who you allow in your space.
In your get them squares about your circle.
And who you decide to let into as not only your friends, but yeah, your dating life and
emotional, social, physical space. Like, people don't need to take up space in your life that don't deserve it.
And I think what's also important too is looking at a person for who they are
and believing them
instead of just solely looking at the things that you want in a relationship from a man or from a woman. Taking the time out to put those aside, because we all have preferences, right?
Right.
Well, who we choose and choose not to talk to. But I think it's important to really get to know the person for who they truly are, because they will show you. They will show you and surprise you with who they are.
Because sometimes people might not like check off every box on your list, but be like a really good ass person.
Right.
And really like treat you right.
Especially when it comes to physical attraction, which is a whole other topic when it comes to physical attraction.
Yeah.
But I digress. But yeah, it's definitely important to take the time out to look at the heart, look at who they are, look at the character of the person, because that is ultimately what's going to be the deciding factor in how they're going to be when they're with you.
Thank you so much for taking time and listening. Go ahead and rate and subscribe.
Yes.
You have been listening to the Subtle Slay podcast with Janae Denise
and Miss Tiffany Chanel.
Thank you.
See ya.